This first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Where's my music? Gee whiz, where did it go? Ah, oh, there it is right there.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. And this is Inland Folk for February the 22nd and 23rd, depending on when you are listening. And so be aware of that. I don't know why, except that there are a couple of cool things going on this weekend. It's Jazz Fest over at the University of Idaho. And, boy, there's some pretty cool people, especially the youth thing, the new jazz folks. Are amazing. And, you know, there's such innovative things going on. And I think jazz, more than any other music, allows for innovation. And, you know, the idea being that you can improvise, you can do all kinds of stuff, and you can make it all work. And if it's, you know, there's not as much judgment made over whether it's good or not or whatever. You don't have to worry about it because it's so free form. And some amazing things come out of that. Yes, indeed. U of I Jazz Fest. But we're concerned more about the folk thing, and that's where we're going to go. And where shall we go here? Let's start with a little bit of Balfa Toujours, Dirk Powell in this band. A little bit of Cajun. Two of them. Two Cajun cuts right in a row. All right.
Thank you. to get my carburetor clean. Those Louisiana women sold me dirty gasoline. Well, just in case you made a mistake, I was just talking about my birthday pills. So keep your hands off of it, honey, don't belong to you. I wouldn't give you any loving, I don't care what you do.
Alpha Toujours, good Cajun stuff. Keep it rolling. My goodness, my goodness. If you like that kind of sound, mixed with a little bit of jazz and some other things, some more modern things, don't forget Beau Soleil, going to be in the in the Bing Crosby Theater this Sunday night, Beau Soleil, February the 23rd. And I think there's still tickets available at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Beau Soleil, and they're a lot like that, except they've expanded into some other areas and do some other things. Michael Doucette on the fiddle, but it's just as energetic and just as amazing. Alrighty, and that's sponsored in part by Spokane Public Radio. In fact, I think it might be sponsored in all ways by Spokane Public Radio. Beau Soleil. We might hear another Cajun waltz right after we hear Bill Davey, who's going to sing about the trials and tribulations of being a songwriter. One of the things that happens, and sometimes it's good. This song actually seems to have a happy ending. But being a songwriter, once people know it, and they tend to ask the songwriters, kind of like being a jukebox sometimes. People want you to write songs for them about their stuff, which must be really hard to do if you're a songwriter. It would be like being a commercial painter, you know, I think. So I think that's a little bit of what this song is about, and I think he does it in such a lighthearted manner. He's not complaining. He's just commenting on sometimes how it might be. I love this song. This is a great song. Write me a song, Bill. Bill Davey. All righty, here we go.
A song, Bill, and invite the mysteries of love and language, of art and honesty. We know they're in there, just itching to get free. So write us a song, Bill, and invite the mysteries. How you like that? Write us a song, Bill. Isn't that what you do? There's a lonesome guitar sitting right next to you. She's good for a few words, maybe a melody or two. So write us a song, Bill. Isn't that what you do? Write us a song, Bill, like you did when we were young, back when the best words were waiting to be sung, back when the people weren't feeling so outgunned. Write us a song, Bill, like you did when we were young. Write us a song, Bill, an upbeat little tune that'll stick to the eardrums as we move from room to room. Sweet inspiration, it cannot come too soon. So write us a song, Bill, an upbeat little tune. Write us a song, Bill. How hard can it be? Just use your brain, son, and your bachelor's degree. What was it good for? Can you explain that to me? Explain it in a song, Bill. How hard can it be? Write us a song, Bill. We're running out of sun. This party's dying. We need to start another one. We need to strategize on what is to be done. So write us a song, Bill. We're running out of sun. Well, you wrote us a song, Bill. Thank the mysteries of love and language and generosity. We knew you were in there, just itching to get free. You wrote us a song, Bill. Thank the mysteries. Thank the mysteries. Thank the mysteries.
Thank you. Thank you.
Exo came from the city, landed out here in the trees. He brought his digital baggage and his eccentricity. Got his tractor running on a bench up over the hill. And the sound of that heavy equipment brought a curse and a laugh and a chill. Send some love to your parents, estranged back over the humps. Then drive down into your talents, get a gas when you get to the bumps. Hoodoo Peak in his left eye, Pipestone Canyon the right. Realigned all of his systems, worked the day and he slept the night. Picked up a shovel on Christmas, picked up a shovel in June. Picked up his daddy's old arch top, and he made something new with the moon. In his drafty old trailer estate, but he got real high last November and he broke through the ice at the lake. The city people gave him a service, the country folk danced all night. Some people made new plans that day, and some folks got it right.
You know, I have always thought that Bill Davey is one of the most underrated songwriters and singers ever, and he uses his guitar so well as his own backup. It's amazing. I've done the same thing. I've not played as much Bill Davey over the years as I should. I don't feel crummy about it. It's just one of those things that happens. He is amazing, and there's a lot of, you know, he can write you a song. Write me a song, Bill. He can write a song that is light and has hidden meaning behind it. And he can write a song that has hidden meaning right out in front, but it's still hidden. And you know that there's something really there. He's an excellent songwriter, Bill Davey. From his latest album, which has a DVD with it, which has more stuff, and folks like Jim Page and Cat Eagleston are on this thing. And it's a pretty good little album. But all of his albums are pretty good little albums. There are five or six of them now. Bill Davey. Hey, I told you I'd play you a Cajun waltz, but you know, I'm kind of upbeat. I'm kind of feeling really good, at least this particular hour. And I think I want to do one more faster Cajun thing, and then we'll go back into a slow Bill Davey thing, I think is how we're going to do this. All righty, one more from Balfa Toujours. Yes, indeed. That tune. Do 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 do. I know this. There's an English version. Boy, it is escaping me. That's one of the things that's gonna bother me all night long. Do 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 do. Anyway, good tune, Balfa Toujours. Which is good as you listen to me ramble and try and figure out what I know and what I don't know. That'll ease us out into this wonderfully slow tune by Bill Davey, I believe, along with Cat Eggleston on this. And just maybe I'll remember that tune. That song, the words, the English words to that song. But in the meantime, let's coast on into something slow and wonderful. Bill Davey.
floor of death, to a lasting picture, to the final breath. The way she turned when the lamp was lit, to how you stood by and weathered it. We fall together when we fall apart. Is there a reason to raise your heart? Raise your heart. Raise your heart from the aching day to autumn's colors as they blow away. Blowing pages, spinning clocks, the fall of water on the fallen rocks. They fall together when they fall apart, to each a season. So raise your heart, raise your heart. Table where you're not alone, from passion's moments, a wealth of blood, a tear of feeling, and then a flood. It falls together when it falls apart, each new beginning. So raise your heart, raise your heart. It falls together when it falls apart, each new beginning. So raise your heart, raise your heart, raise your heart.
Great song, Raise Your Heart. And there's another version on the same album right after that, but I can't play it because I've already played four songs from the same album. Bill Davey. There's a DVD with this as well that has a lot more stuff than is just on the CD. So it's in effect a double disc. Bill Davey. Good stuff. You know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. I want to remind you that in the second hour of the show, we'll be taking a look at T.R. Ritchie, the late T.R. Ritchie, and his songs and his poetry and his zest and his love for life and all that stuff. So that'll be cool, and we'll talk a lot about that. And I think you're going to find it musically and thought-provokingly very rewarding. Alrighty? Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back with lots more music. And in the meantime, we have to take a little bit of a break, which I haven't really set myself up for, but now the break is going to be coming right now, and we'll see what kind of music we have for it.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of snow or rain. High temperatures about 34 in Moscow, 40 in Clarkston. Cloudy tonight with a chance of rain or snow, especially a good chance of 2 inches of snow on the Palouse. Low temperatures in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and tomorrow, rain or snow.
If you just love jazz, you'll be pleased to know Northwest Public Radio now has a jazz station on the Palouse, 89.9 KJEM, Pullman, Moscow. You'll hear great jazz, old and new, 24 hours a day on 89.9 KGEM, the jazz gem of the Palouse.
It's the Dirt Band's version of Foggy Mountain Breakdown with a bunch of big stars on it, and looks pretty good, looks pretty good. So we'll stick in the bluegrass mode, won't we?
Tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes. it's tearing down the kingdom of this world.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and it danced in the rain to hide all his tears and all of his pain. He would sing to himself a lovely refrain. Bojangles was his name. He would dance a waltz by the light of the moon and float above ground like a hot air balloon. Capture your smile with the tap of his shoe. Bojangles was his name. He would dance in the silver light of the moon, dancing for lovers and children of June. Never alone and always for you. Bojangles was his name. One night in September, moonlight fell. I spent with Bojangles in the county jail. He sat on a stool and told me a tale of a lonely dancing fool. He said, I once had a dog, I once had a wife, a home full of children and a carpenter's life. And when I lost it all, it cut like a knife. He would dance in the silver light of the moon, dancing for lovers and children of June. Never alone and always for you. Bojangles was his name. Bojangles, and it danced in the rain to hide all his tears and all of his pain. He would sing to himself a lovely refrain. Bojangles was his name. Lilies, where I love. don't know my sorrow. Courting doves don't know my pain. Once they've parted from one another, they fly away from love again. North Carolina, did I roam? There I met a fair young maiden. Her name and age I do not know.
Jonathan, who has done so much for the promotion of folk music, Michael Jonathan. And, you know, he has that Woodside program, and it's amazing what he does. And he, then this is one of, you know, he does a lot of arranging of traditional songs, and some of them I like, and but some of them I don't like. This one I really, really like. I was born in East Virginia. And then his reworking, interesting version of Mr. Bojangles. Yes, indeed. Michael Jonathan. Another person who did interesting things to folk songs from a whole different point of view, only much more than about 50 years back, was old Harry Belafonte. Harry Belafonte. And he did an album, a stirring album, a masterpiece album, called Live at Carnegie Hall. And it sounded like this.
John Henry, he could hammer, he could whistle, he could sing. Went to the mountain early in the morning just to hear his hammer ring. Lord, Lord, just to hear his hammer ring. Just to hear his hammer ring. Lord, Lord, just to hear his hammer ring. When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel, said, hammer be the death of me, Lord God, yes, hammer be the death of me. Yes, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord, yes, hammer be the death of me. Well, John Henry's family needed money, said he didn't have but a dime. If you wait till the rising sun goes down, I'll get it from the men in the mine. Lord, Lord, I'll get it from the men in the mine. I'll get it from the men in the mine. Lord, Lord, I'll get it from the men in the mine. Well, the captain said to John Henry, John Henry, what can you do? I can hoist a jack, I can lay a track, I can pick and shovel too. Lord God, I can pick and shovel too. I can pick and shovel too. Lord, Lordy, I can pick and shovel too. Well, John Henry said to the captain, oh, man ain't nothing but a man. But let your steel drill beat me down. Well, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Lord God, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Yes, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Lord, Lord, I'll die with the hammer in my hand. Well, the captain said to John Henry, I'm gonna bring your steam drill round. Gonna bring your steam drill out on the job. Gonna wah that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Gonna wah that steel on down. I gonna whoop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Gonna whoop that steel on down. Well, John Henry said to his shaker, shaker, what don't you sing? Throwing 15 pounds from my hips on down. Listen to the cold steel ring, Lord, Lord, yes, listen to the cold steel ring. Oh, listen to the cold steel ring, Lord, Lordy, won't you listen to the cold steel ring? Well, the man who invented the steam drill thought he was mighty fine. John Henry drove his 15 feet and the steam drill only made 9. Lord, Lord, steam drill only made 9. Yes, the steam drill only made 9. Lord, Lord, the steam drill only made 9. Well, the captain said to John Henry, oh, your mountain's sinking in. John Henry said to the captain, oh, mine, nothing but my hammer sucking wind, Lord, Lord, nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind, Lordy, Lordy, ain't nothing but my hammer sucking wind. Well, John Henry said to the captain, look yonder what I see. Hold on, choke, your drill done broke, and you can't drive steel like me, Lord, Lord, can't drive steel like me. Oh, you can't drive steel like me, no, no, you can't drive steel like me. Well, John Henry drove into the mountain, yes, his hammer was striking fire. He drove so hard he broke his poor heart when he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord, laid down his hammer and he died. Yes, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord, he laid down his hammer and he died. Well, John Henry had a little woman and the name was Polly Ann. She walked down the track, never looked back. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Polly Ann drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Well, the people took John Henry to the White House and they buried him in the sand. Every locomotive come roaring by, says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord God. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man. Hoo-wee, there lies a steel-driving man. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. Yes, there lies a steel-driving man.
Say when they
fling off his clothes. I think I heard him say, take my mother.
Cool, huh? Really emotional. Harry Belafonte, of course, he made all kinds of bridges and spanned all kinds of things, but he was at one time a folk singer and recorded a lot of not just African-American songs, but a lot of Celtic and a lot of contemporary, and it came along about the same time as the Weavers, you know. And the Weavers, nobody expected them to be such big hits with some of their songs, and nobody expected Harry Belafonte to have such big hits with things like Jamaica Farewell and Island in the Sun and the Banana Boat Song and all of those things. But he did. Now, all this was back in the 50s, the mid to late 50s. And, of course, Harry Belafonte, I think he's still alive. I think. I don't know, but I think he is. Anyway, if he is, he's darned old. Made movies and everything, and a great spokesman for civil rights, and a great spokesman for the equality of African American entertainers who were viewed as different, you know. And you know, the whole black entertainment thing was always kind of, for many, many years, viewed as sort of inferior. And of course, now it's totally different. It has definitely carved its niche. And, of course, black entertainment is like any other entertainment. There are so many facets to it, is there not? All righty. The Rankin family's in the background. And that means that we have just finished this hour. In the next hour, we're going to take a look at T.R. Ritchie, at least for part of the hour. And That's how that goes. Okay? The Rankin family, let's just finish it out. Alrighty? See you in a while. Bye.
Classic Brazilian bossa nova. You hear that guitar, that rhythm, that poetic Portuguese. But the secret ingredient, an almost untranslatable word for deep, nostalgic longing. Saudades, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Don't miss Weekend Edition tomorrow morning right here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. It starts at 6 o'clock. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
This is Ira Flato. Your financial support helps us keep you up to date on science and technology. But did you know that your money pays for so much more? CDs and players, microphones, computers, even the de-icers keeping snow off satellite dishes. Your dollars are at work every day to bring you great radio. Thank you.